Okay. Now, when you were here the other day, you asked about how did all this start? I mean, who was Dr. Reif? Did he develop the instrument and whatever? Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a little synopsis of what this is all about on this tape. I hope I have enough room. Spatial Medical Research Committee of University of Southern California, 1934 to 1938, to evaluate Royal Raymond Reif's work. He's a PhD, not an MD. Chairman of the board was Milbank Johnson, medical doctor. Members of that board was Rufus B. von Kleinschmidt, PhD, president of University of Southern California. I went there, you know. George Dock, medical doctor, Pasadena. Waylon Morrison, medical doctor, chief surgeon of Santa Fe Railway Company. Dr. Fisher, medical doctor of the Children's Hospital in New York. Carl Mayer, M-E-Y-E-R, medical doctor, director of Hooper Foundation, University of California in San Francisco. Alvin G. Ford, F-O-O-R-D, medical doctor, pathologist for the committee concerning and according to Reif and verified by letters which I have from Dr. Milbank Johnson and Dr. A.I. Kendall, that's Arthur I. Kendall. Now, I knew Arthur I. Kendall, and I knew some of these people, and others died before I came along. And according to Royal Raymond Reif, the other man observing and checking his results and aiding at the time of 1934, in the successful cancer clinic of the Ellen Scripps home in La Jolla, that's in California, in 1934, were Joseph Heitker, medical doctor, James B. Couch, medical doctor, I knew both of those personally, A.C. Gruner, medical doctor, Dr. Berger, medical doctor, E.F.F. Cope, C-O-P-T, or COP, medical doctor, and Arthur Yale, M.D. Now, Henry Siner, trained by Reif for virus microscope work. Miss Alice Kendall, that's Dr. Arthur I. Kendall's daughter, working for Reif. Dr. Mrs. Agnes Baring, Dr. J.B. Couch's daughter and laboratory technician. Ben Cullen, I knew him very well, and he's part of my family. He's in my family tree. Worked with Reif in his laboratory in 1915 to 1946. Now, Ben Cullen was a minister of a church in San Diego, and his mother was a Marsh, and she came from Blackpool, England, where my family originated from, and so consequently, my father was of English ancestry, and my mother was of Cherokee Indian ancestry, Holland Dutch, and German. Okay. Now, the Pennsylvania Dutch is where my mother and her family came from. So, consequently, I'm a mixture, what we call in this country, Duke's mixture, that I was not a pedigree of anything. However, that didn't mean I didn't have a brain. That didn't mean that I didn't know how to think.